This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lowell Potty, who's certainly one of our favorite guests. We've come to enjoy having him on with us on a regular basis, and he is writing a series of books with a friend, which they're actually giving away, but they are addressing the moral and political and economic forces at work in the world today. I think there are going to be 12 books in the series before they're done. They're going to be bringing out a new one very, very soon, but enough of that right now. Let's get to Lowell Potty. And Lowell, what are we going to be discussing this evening?
Well, Dr. Stan, what a great pleasure to be back on with you. I have brought a whole spring bouquet of interesting topics that may seem different from one another, but in fact are connected, as we'll see at the end. Tax Day was April 15th, last Tuesday, but today is Tax Freedom Day, according to the Tax Foundation. That is, you have worked 111 days of the year to get to this point where, starting tomorrow, you can begin working for your own family and for yourself. You will no longer be working just to pay federal, state, and local taxes. This, however, is too optimistic a view. Although, we will say, in low-tax states, Louisiana, for example, Tax Freedom Day already arrived on March 30th. In high-tax states, such as Connecticut and New Jersey, taxpayers are going to labor until May 9th to pay what their politicians demand. On another topic, tomorrow, April 22nd, is Earth Day, but we're going to discuss how it came to be set on that date and why, even though it's not on a weekend, it's not the equinox, it's not May Day, why this odd day was chosen by radicals in 1970 to celebrate as Earth Day, and why they dogmatically stick to this date rather than the nearest weekend to it. Today was also a strange day at the White House, in part because the Obama administration has now dug in its heels and apparently has decided it is going to reject the white working class altogether, that they are now a forgotten entity to the Democratic Party that has built a whole new coalition and intends to stick with that, even though it will mean losing labor unions and a great many other blue-collar endeavors in the country and rural people that it used to hold as much of the bedrock of that party. Well, that party is now abandoning all that. And oddly enough, today at the White House, they had the annual Easter egg roll. Now, I like a good Easter egg roll as much as anyone, but the reality is there's a very interesting story behind that as well. Because, frankly, Jesus in the Bible doesn't refer to Easter eggs at all. In fact, he doesn't refer to most of what we find associated with Easter these days. As we'll discover, many of those have pagan roots that have nothing whatever to do with Christianity, and yet, like Christmas, Easter, too, has become ensnared in the latter-day paganism that is rising once again and threatening Judeo-Christian culture.
You're not coming in quite clear, and so we're going to be going to a break here. I wonder if you'd mind sort of hanging up, and then we'll call you back and see if we can get a little clearer connection, okay?
Okay.
Are you on your regular hardline telephone?
I am.
All right, fine. So basically, of course, our guest is Lowell Potty, talking certainly about the pagan background of Easter. Of course, we don't celebrate the pagan part of that at all. We celebrate certainly the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. But unfortunately, we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. And unfortunately, the people on the other side are very well organized. And they largely control a great deal of what the American people hear, see, think, and believe. We'll be back in a moment.
While a storm cloud
gathers. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Stardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess this is Lowell Potty, and basically we were off air talking about the Carrington effect, the possibility of a massive solar flare that could wipe out our electric wire, our electric grid overnight. And of course, really what's so fascinating about that, from my point of view, is why haven't we repaired it? Certainly, the establishment, the last thing they want, although some people would disagree with me, but I think the last thing they want at this time would be to totally disrupt the infrastructure of the United States by wiping out the electronic grid, because they're using the United States, their financial and military power, the United States, to bring about their one world government. And eventually, they want to have everybody regulated and regimented and numbered and tracked electronically. And so it would only be logical to me that they would do everything they could, and for really probably $1 billion or so, they could totally protect our grid. And for the last 20 years or more, this has been known as a threat, and nothing has been done, and it really doesn't make sense. At one time, I thought it was the establishment that was blocking efforts. I'm not so certain anymore. I can't help but wonder if perhaps this is going to be one means by which God is going to bring judgment on America. America, but that's simply a speculation on my part. It's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out, but Lowell, you go right ahead and pick up the story you were telling.
Oh, well, God can intervene in any number of ways, certainly a solar flare. If there were nuclear weapons used in the hands of terrorists from Iran or any other source, those nuclear blasts emit a thing called electromagnetic pulse that you're doubtless familiar with, and that I used to write about more than 40 years ago in intelligence literature at Naval Institute proceedings and elsewhere. And those are capable of blocking out or destroying computer circuits within a great distance of where they occur. So, yes, we have made ourselves phenomenally vulnerable to this sort of thing. It's a kind of Achilles heel of our civilization. But that's only one of the 19 major threats that your bank account faces. I bring this up because Craig Smith and I have just put out a new 32-page white paper, a forerunner of our forthcoming book. They're both called Don't Bank on It. The book will be out probably by the end of July this summer. But in the meanwhile, we'd be more than happy to give absolutely free copies of this 32-page white paper to people so that they can begin preparing, that they can begin taking precautions. They'll know how to protect themselves, their bank accounts, and so on, from any number of threats, including cyber warfare, cyber hackers, and, of course, the government itself, which obviously has covetous eyes on the last great pool of money they have not yet seized, which is people's retirement accounts. About $20 trillion exist in our IRAs, the 401ks, and so on. And I assure you, politicians of both parties are more than aware that that money is sitting there just waiting to be seized by the government. But let's look at some of the different things that are happening this week that have been on us in recent days. As I say, we just had Income Tax Day last week. Only today do we have Tax Freedom Day, according to the Tax Foundation. Problem is, the Tax Freedom Day isn't really the end, because government has many other ways to tax us, not least of which, regulation. By regulation, for example, they can say you are now required to buy health insurance under Obamacare. Technically, that's not a tax, but your wallet doesn't know the difference. The politicians have ordered you to spend a great deal of money, and that will drain you as surely as if the government had taxed it away, only it's a government mandate. President Obama's made it clear he plans to govern largely through such mandates in the near future. And that will probably be a major way that progressives govern whenever they have power henceforth. They're going to want to bypass any Congress that does not share their centralized ideology, their view of collectivism. But on other topics, tomorrow is Earth Day. Earth Day was founded in 1970. And people have often wondered, how in the world did they come to pick this odd date, April 22nd? Well, as I documented years ago in frontpagemagazine.com, there were radical anti-war activists then who in San Francisco were planning a what they called one-time event for April 22nd that they had decided to call Earth Day. This is the origin of Earth Day. This is the date that it has stayed on ever since. What in the world could that one-time event be? Well, in fact, April 22nd, 1970 was a historic event. It was the 100th birthday of a man named Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov, known to history as Lenin, the founder of the Soviet Union. In other words, these radical activists, who, like so many environmentalists since, have been watermelons, you know, green on the outside but red on the inside. People eager to use the environmental movement as a pretext for government vastly increasing its power, its taxation, its control over the private sector, and eventual eradication of private property. So Earth Day began on the 100th birthday of Vladimir Lenin, and tomorrow people celebrating Earth Day, whether they know it or not, will be celebrating Lenin's birthday.
And, you know, I think that's so significant. People really must understand that there are this whole thing about Earth Day and environmentalism is phony. Basically, you talk about the massive increase in the level of the CO2 in the environment that's causing global warming. Does anybody ever tell you how much it's actually increased? 1/100 of 1%, 1/100 of 1%, 0.03% CO2 of the environment to 0.04 of the CO2 of the CO2 level of the environment, percentage of the environment. That's all 1/100 of 1%.
Yeah, or another way to visualize that: imagine our planet's entire atmosphere was a glass tube filled with the gases in the atmosphere. And that glass tube was a mile long. How much would the increase in CO2 in the atmosphere account for in that mile-long tube? Less than 1/4 of an inch. And we're told that that can massively change the planet.
But it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. When you control the media, when you control television, when you control our access to information, you can convince people of anything, and they really have. There are people out there who actually believe that every responsible scientist, just about every responsible scientist, has said that supports the idea that man's activity has created global warming. And one only has to go to Dr. Art Robinson's website. Look at it. He has a petition. Over 30,000 scientists, over 9,000 of them, climate scientists, have agreed and signed a petition saying this is not true. Man's activity has not created global warming. Then how do you correlate that with what the media is telling you? Why, they're simply lying, just like President Obama when he said you could keep your doctor, you could keep your insurance policy, you could keep your hospital. They were lying, and he knew he was lying, and they know they're lying, but the American people believe it because it's so difficult for people to accept the fact that anybody would knowingly lie to the American people. Go right ahead.
Well, I wrote a widely quoted book about all this. As you know, by the way, I was the chief science editor at Reader's Digest for 15 years.
I wrote
many articles about weather and climate.
Well, go right ahead. I didn't know that.
Oh, I thought you did. But in other words, I've had a great deal of opportunity to talk with and work with major scientists in the field. And what's intriguing is, first, you have to understand how any given gravy train within the government operates. And one facet of global warming, as a claim, is it is a gravy train. And the way a political gravy train works is this. Let's say that you wanted... the only thing you cared about in life was studying the sex life of frogs in Guatemala, right? That's your great life passion. The only problem is when you apply for government financial grants to study the sex life of frogs in Guatemala, they tell you, go away, don't bother us, nobody cares. However, when you have been enlightened by the people who run professional politicized science, you will then come back to the government and submit a proposal to study the negative impact of global warming on the sex life of frogs in Guatemala. And when you frame it that way, the government will offer you millions and millions of dollars to do your study, because that dovetails with their political agenda. It helps reinforce their agenda. And so suddenly, everyone who's willing to get on that gravy train by playing into the global warming scare, all of those people will be massively rewarded by the government. Now, I find it interesting that Al Gore, who himself was a D student in science in high school and so on, who's basically an illiterate where science is concerned, Al Gore, who refuses to debate anyone claiming the debate is settled, there is a consensus of scientists, he understands perfectly well how this politic system works and how fraudulent it is. There was once upon a time a senator from Colorado, a liberal Democrat named Timothy Wirth, W-I-R-T-H, and Tim Wirth famously at a speech once said, we ought to ride the global warming issue because even if the science proves wrong, it will lead us to make changes we need to make anyway. By which he meant changes in the direction of socialism, of bigger government, of a smaller private sector, of more government control and taxes. Now, understand what this means. This means the global warming issue is being used to pursue other agendas, including Al Gore's agenda. By the way, for people who think that Al Gore is scientific, when he was vice president and any scientist would go before Congress who was a government scientist and disagree with him, Gore would immediately have that scientist fired. And it didn't take very long for scientists to realize if you disagree with the global warming agenda openly, you can get your head cut off.
And basically, of course, whether if you are in academia, if you work for the government, if you want to get a foundation grant, you lie. And that's just exactly what it is. And we've got thousands of scientists out there who are knowingly doing, compromising and prostituting their profession because they want to keep their jobs, they want to keep their profession, and they want money. And if you disagree with the power that be, you're not going to get the money. We're in real trouble, ladies and gentlemen, because we have no moral fabric.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
And all the thought, Well, this is Dr. Stan, and basically, scientists who want to tell you the truth, and there are at least over 9,000 climate scientists, over 30,000 scientists, who signed a petition saying that basically human activity certainly does not contribute to global warming. We've actually had global cooling for the last 18 years. Have you heard this on ABC, CBS, or NBC? And of course you're not going to. Well, you might hear it occasionally from somebody, but basically everybody, the vast majority of the information is all one-sided. That is how they control the minds of the American people. And basically our minds are controlled, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested largely by people we have never heard of. Those are the words certainly of a gentleman who wrote a book called Propaganda, and basically he was Sigmund Freud's nephew, and basically he said, we are governed, our minds are molded, our taste forms, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. Go right ahead.
Well, a couple of things to keep in mind as I describe this, because I'm telling you things that are utterly true here. Number one, we're supposed to believe in the integrity of science, which means the scientist has an open mind. The scientist is always open to reanalyzing data and to rethinking the hypotheses and models he puts out. By the way, the models of the warming theorists are unable to run backward and show you what the weather was yesterday, but they claim that they can run forward and tell you what warming will be tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. I mean, they have never been able to produce a truly viable computer model that shows from past to present to future what climate would be, because it's deucedly difficult to do that. But we do know this. A lot of the most prominent, famous, and influential global warming scientists, the advocates of this point of view, were caught in ClimateGate laughing among themselves how they had been able to falsify the data, how they had been able to deceive people, how they had been able to rig the debate in the scientific journals. Now, when you have scientists, and they don't deny that these are their emails, by the way, they admit they're their true emails. When you have so-called scientists saying that, when you have the head of the Hadley Climate Center in Britain getting $18 million for his center, why? Because the politicians there find it useful to have a center helping them promote this global warming, we need bigger government point of view. What that really means is we don't have science anymore. We have ideology masquerading as science. We don't have truth of scientists objectively trying to show you what data is or what measurements are. What we have is a political ideology being pushed by manipulating the data. It happened under a scientist named Lysenko in the Soviet Union, under Joseph Stalin. And the people who disagreed with Lysenko in the scientific community found themselves thrown in prison. In one case, one of the greatest scientists in world history, a man named Vavilov, in fact, he was an expert on food policy and how foods originated on the planet. He was thrown in prison and starved to death by Lysenko and Stalin. He's the man who originally created the whole doctrine of seed banks and going back to the places where particular plants originated, like all coffee in the world originated in Ethiopia, and getting the original seeds from the original lands of origin, which came to be called Babylon Center. But the point is, science is being wildly corrupted today in the name of politics to the point where it isn't real science anymore. It's just systematic fraud played on the people so that government can advance its agenda by pretending to be scientific, when in fact Al Gore is about as far from real science as you can get. Case in point, I mean, look at Al Gore's surreal movie, An Inconvenient Truth, where he depicts, for example, oh, the snows are about to disappear from Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa. It must be global warming. No, boys and girls. The snows are disappearing. The top of Mount Kilimanjaro is colder today than it was 20, 30, 40 years ago. Why the snows are disappearing is because the people there have cut down all the forests around Kilimanjaro that put moisture into the air that would then rise and fall as snow on the mountain and be preserved there. But it has nothing to do with global climate change. It's that people cut down a forest. Another typical problem in Al Gore's movie, he depicts boats stranded in desert sand dunes near the Aral Sea in Kazakhstan, what used to be the Soviet Union. Why is the Aral Sea drying up? Is it global warming? No, the Soviet Union diverted the three rivers that fed the Aral Sea so the water would go somewhere else. They cut off the water going into the Aral Sea so it's drying up. It has nothing to do with global warming. Al Gore's movie and pitch is full of lies like that.
Well, it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, people will believe. Our guest is Lowell Potty. We'll be back here in just a moment to continue this discussion on global warming and Earth Day.
Why, this is Joyce Wiley. Most of you don't know why some people agree that
miracle products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Lowell Potty was just telling us how, basically, of course, there's no question at all. They know how to change the atmosphere. They can do it any time by sprinkling sulfur crystals very, very high up in the stratosphere and then letting them settle down, certainly under the top of clouds. And, of course, they would become crystalline. They would actually tend then to increasingly reflect the sunlight from the Earth. And, basically, of course, they would begin to get global cooling. They know how to do all of these things. They have amazing capacity, but of course, they're never going to tell you what they're doing. Everything is top secret. We don't know what the government's doing, and if you work for the government, you are sworn to secrecy. There are all sorts of programs that they've had. I remember we were just seeing a program the other day on what happened at Hanford, the Manhattan Project during the Second World War. Over 100,000 people were involved in that, and nobody ever dared talk about it for fear of their lives. lives for fear of their families. Basically, they sworn to secrecy, and they were able to keep the Manhattan Project secret, and so nobody even knew about the atom bombs until the very day they were dropped. And they are doing exactly the same thing today with the programs the government has, most of which we don't know about, only on rare occasions. Does anybody have the courage to come forward and tell the truth? Mr. Snowden had the courage to do that, and they would like to have him assassinated if they could. Well, before we go on, Lowell, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get to your website, how they can get in touch with the organization that distributes your books free of charge, and why people should be actually getting those books and reading them and learning about what's really going on in preparation for the cataclysmic events that are coming.
Well, our latest book is The Great Withdrawal, How the Progressive 100-Year Debasement of America and the Dollar End. This is a 250-plus page book, costs $20 at the bookstore. We would be happy to give any of your listeners, Dr. Stan, a copy of this free and postpaid. We'll pay for the postage. We'll even pay for the phone call to get it. We'll certainly pay for the book. It will not cost you a thing. And this is thanks to the fact that my co-author, Craig Smith, frankly, has been so successful as a business person, though he would like now to retire, that he doesn't care about whether he makes a few dollars from selling a book or not. He just wants to arm people who listen to shows such as yours with the ammunition and the knowledge that they can avoid being manipulated and controlled by the government, and they can help fight to restore the republic here. But they see what the government has been doing to manipulate us, and that we give them ways to fight back against that by taking as much power and away.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so to get the book, it's toll-free, 800-630-1494. That's 1-800-630-1494. Or as I like to say, think of Columbus sailing the ocean blue in 1492, but not quite. The toll-free number is 800-630-1494. Just leave your name and number at the phone device. We'll get back to you. We'll find out if you'd prefer to have a Kindle edition or paper or what version you'd like the book in. Oh, and you can also get absolutely free and postpaid our new white paper called Don't Bank on It. It will show you how to protect your bank account from what they're doing to you now as well, and from their plans to seize your retirement accounts in the near future. So both of those, we're just giving away to help restore the republic, get back to what the founders intended here as small government, large people, individual responsibility, honest money. We're trying to save the republic for our children and grandchildren. And this is our mission from God, like the Blues Brothers, trying to help do that by arming people with valuable information.
Okay, very good. And basically now, what's the telephone number people would call to get the books?
Sure, 800-630-1494. That's 1-800-630-1494. And we'll be happy to send it out to you. And you will be literally, I do have to warn, you'll never be able to view politics or economics the same way once you've read some of this information. But you'll understand immediately how valuable it is that it be put in your hands. What I was saying was so fascinating about this Earth Day notion. The reality is, even if the Earth is warming, we can cheaply, at almost no expense and no difficulty, sprinkle something like this sulfur in the atmosphere. And even if it turns out not to work as well as scientists expect it would in geoengineering, it will all sift out of the atmosphere within 2 years. And everything will be back as it was. But this allows you, by how much sulfur you sprinkle and where, to treat the planet like a thermostat. I mean, you can turn the temperature up or you can turn the temperature down. And the immediate prospect we face as a danger is not that the world's getting warmer, but that the world will get colder. So you may be very grateful soon to have some greenhouse gases in the atmosphere.
Well, it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If people say it often enough and frequent enough, and they control the media, they will control what the American people think. Okay, Lowell, go right ahead.
But what this demonstrates is when you show them that there is a very inexpensive way that doesn't involve giving more power and money to the government to fix this problem, they go berserk. It's like holding up a cross in front of a vampire. I mean, this is not what they want to hear. They want to hear that the only solution is to make government all-powerful to collect another $100 trillion in taxes from people and impose massive controls over all private industry, over all private property. In other words, to undo the entire political social system of the West.
Well, I think it's really so fascinating that this is Lenin's birthday. Now, who picked Earth Day? Who picked the date? Well, nobody's ever going to tell you that this was picked by radical environmentalists who want a communist society. And that's why this is Lenin's birthday. But they're never going to let the American people know that because they control the distribution of information. Go right ahead, Lowell.
Now, another thing that I find fascinating, just a bit of personal interest, the president today was conducting the Easter egg roll on the White House lawn. Now, you and I might say, gee, Easter eggs are so pleasant and charming, and there are bunnies over there, and isn't it wonderful? But keep in mind, this is also part of an intriguing picture, because the Easter egg roll has its traditions not in Judeo-Christian faith or tradition. It has its roots in the idolatrous pagan religion of ancient Mesopotamia, the land that was Babylon and is now war-torn Iraq. In fact, our very word Easter comes from the name of a pagan Germanic goddess, their goddess of spring and sunrise, called Oestre or Estre. Others find the origin of our word Easter in Ishtar, one of the names of the great mother goddess of sex and fertility in the ancient Middle East. That affected people in the Mediterranean and later in Europe. Christian Easter, in other words, like Christmas, has become heavily permeated with pagan religious symbols. The bunny, for example, that we associate now with Easter, or more precisely the hare, was Oestre's symbol of fertility. This was the goddess, the Germanic pagan goddess. In myth, it had originally been a bird that the goddess Oestre magically turned into a hare so that it retained its ability to lay eggs. That's why eggs are associated with bunnies. But it has nothing to do with Christianity. It entirely has pagan roots and origins. The display and gift-giving of colored eggs was a common springtime practice among the ancient Saxons, the Greeks, the Romans, the Persians, the Egyptians, and other pagan peoples. Ancient Sumerians and Babylonians in the land between the rivers, Tigris and Euphrates, believed that our world itself was hatched from a giant world egg. Like the Egyptian god Osiris, the Babylonian deity Tammuz would be resurrected each spring when the plants became green again. Tammuz consort Inanna, or Ishtar, their followers celebrated his annual return from the dead each spring by wearing new bonnets for luck, like the Easter bonnet, by making river reed baskets and filling their baskets with brightly colored eggs, symbolic of the earth-creating world egg that fell from heaven into the river Euphrates in their mythology. Another version of Inanna was the Sidonian fertility goddess Astara, depicted with a lily, an Easter lily, if you will, in one hand. During pagan rites, their followers lit fires and candles and baked what we call hot cross buns marked with the horns that symbolize their god Tammuz, and they worshiped the rising sun. They had sunrise services. For an echo of this pagan cult in the Bible, you can turn to the book of Ezekiel, the 8th chapter, the 13th through 16th verses, wherein God condemns the abomination of paganism that was happening right next to the holy temple in Jerusalem itself, as women at sunrise were seen weeping for Tammuz. This was part of the pagan religion of the Middle East, and yet it was happening right there next to the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. From the recurring worship of golden calves to President Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's creation of a new breed of chaplain in the U.S. military. Do people remember Bill and Hillary Clinton introduced pagan or Wiccan chaplains into the U.S. military, which encouraged, well, basically witchcraft. Basically, it was witch worship. They created military chaplains for Wiccans in the U.S. military. Of course, President Obama has gone even further. He's basically ordered Christian chaplains not to use the name Christ in all kinds of context. But you see what's being done here by the political left, by the progressives. And so we have basically atheism and paganism arising again as a new religion, as they did before. One of the characteristics of the pagan religions of the Middle East was they would sacrifice children. And under our abortion policies, we're sacrificing about 1.5 million children a year to the pagan deities of environmentalism and radical leftism. So what was old is new again. Paganism is back. And I know we find it perfectly pleasant to have our children go to an Easter egg roll, or think about bunnies, or eat chocolate bunnies and the like. Just remember as you do so, this has nothing to do with Christianity. This all came from the pagan traditions of that region. So that's what Jesus and the Jewish people were fighting against.
And yet today they are simply a part and parcel of the celebration of Easter and Jesus Christ, his resurrection.
Oh, and environmentalism, this is right. The key. Environmentalism right. Has emerged as a new religion in which people are, and it's a perfect religion for the political left, most of whom, as I said, are watermelons. They're green on the outside but red on the inside because it's a collectivist religion, like progressivism. It's the idea that we're all somehow connected environmentally, and therefore the government has to control us utterly. We cannot let, for example, a rancher in Nevada have his cattle grazing on land where the endangered desert tortoise is to be found, even though Harry Reid's son, the Senate leader's son, has a huge financial deal with a communist Chinese environmental company on the land next door to what they hope to seize from this rancher, as they've seized from other ranchers, and mysteriously on his land, which also used to claim to be endangered, an endangered habitat for this desert tortoise, that all suddenly disappeared. As one of Harry Reid's staffers, who was appointed head of the Bureau of Land Management, just erased that danger from land controlled by Harry Reid's family.
And I think it's important for people to understand that the desert tortoise was not as suddenly natural in that area. The desert tortoises moved in about 100 or so years ago, a little more than that, when they began grazing cattle, because, of course, the desert tortoise is incapable of eating the things that are there. And what do the desert tortoise feed on? They feed on the manure created by the cattle. The cattle suddenly graze on the greenery there. They digest it. They drop it, and then, of course, the tortoise eats on that. And when the cattle move away, well, the tortoise moves away. But nobody ever tells you these things. The whole thing is as phony as a $3 bill, ladies and gentlemen. Basically, of course, what they really want to do is get the cattlemen off this land, and whether it's going to be used for suddenly as solar farms or what, I'm not certain. But they are going to drive up the cost of beef. And if you're not involved in this battle and supporting people who are involved in this battle, then you deserve what you're going to get, because pretty soon you're going to see $10 a pound beef. This is not imaginary. This is real. Already the prices are the highest they've been in 50 years. And basically, we actually have certainly of fewer cattle than we had 50 years ago when we had about half the population. Well, before we go on, Lowell, basically, why don't you get out the telephone number again one more time and the name of the book that people can get if they call in there and ask for the latest of your books.
Oh, sure. And in this book, you will discover that they have now, as of last summer, actually opened a mind control office with scientists who are specialists in how to manipulate your opinion, your thinking, and so on, in the White House, and to do it scientifically. The book that tells you all this is The Great Withdrawal, How the Progressive 100-Year Debasement of America and the Dollar Ends. By the way, I should say it also includes a foreword by Pat Boone. Like all our books, the book is worth getting just for Pat Boone's foreword.
And that's The Great Withdrawal.
That's The Great Withdrawal, to get the book absolutely free and postpaid, and to get our new white paper, too. Don't bank on it. Call 800-630-1494. That's 1-800-630-1494. 1-800-273-8894.
And I got the book. I read it. I agreed with everything in the book. I think it's very well done, and you're very, very fortunate to have Lowell and certainly his partner are going ahead and writing these books, making them available. But you need to get the information, and you need to get it out, and you need to get these books and the material into other people's hands. Well, we've got just a couple of minutes for you to wrap up the program. Go ahead, Lowell.
Oh, my goodness. Well, as I say, today is Tax Freedom Day. What they don't account for, however, is the cost of regulation. If you factor in the cost that you have to pay for regulation, like buying all the things government mandates you to buy, many of which you're not even aware of, you will then be working until at least July 9th every year. In other words, you will be working more than half of every year just to pay what the politicians demand you pay. You are already a government employee. You have already come to the end of the road to serfdom, and you are the serf.
And I think it's so important for people to understand that our politicians have a great deal of confidence. They believe in Obamacare, which is why they excluded themselves from the necessity of taking Obamacare. Why would the politicians exclude themselves and their friends from Obamacare, but force it on all the rest of us? Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, I think it was Abraham Lincoln who said, you know, at what point should we expect the approach of danger? By what means should we fortify ourselves against it? Or should we expect some transatlantic giant to step the ocean and crush us with a blow? Never. All the armies of Europe, Asia, and Africa combined could never by force take a drink from our rivers or make a mark on the Blue Ridge, not in 1,000 years. If destruction be our lot, we ourselves would be its authors and finishers. As a nation of free men, we shall live through all time or die by suicide. We're dying by suicide. We'll be back in just a moment. Hang on there, Lowell. We'll wrap up the program in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed the program with Lowell Ponte and Sydney. We recommend his book. Remember, you can get the book for nothing by calling 1-800-630-1494. 1-800-630-1494, and it's the Great Withdrawal. And then, of course, we do hope many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to maintain our network of stations all across America. And certainly, as we do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, and basically, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And certainly, when you do, well, you can subscribe to our newsletter, or you can get our books and other items. And basically, let me make several suggestions. If you want to understand, certainly, the Earth Day, this whole issue, we have a 4-CD set on environmentalism. We have a 4-CD set on Agenda 21. We have 2 talks given by Michael Shaw. That's Michael Shaw on Agenda 21. And we have my talk entitled Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. It goes into the background, the spiritual background, the satanic background behind this, because there really are satanic forces out there at work. This is not imaginary. It's very real. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You can get certainly the 4-CD set on the environmentalism, the 4-CD set on Agenda 21, the 2 DVDs by Michael Shaw on Agenda 21 and my talk, Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, and my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And basically, we hope that you'll do that, that you'll copy the various lectures and talks we've given. You have our permission to copy them and distribute them. And if you need to make just enough to pay you back for making the costs, why, we don't object to that. Just so that you're doing it in competition with us, with our own products. But we do hope, of course, many of you will help us educate the American people, because you see, freedom is hanging suddenly by a narrow string today and will soon be lost. When we celebrate the Lenin's birthday regularly in America, and nobody tells you, you read this in the New York Times, you think of the Washington Post, or certainly any of the other control out media outlets in America, but it's true. Fortunately, we do have the internet, and you can check this out. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we celebrate this. We don't celebrate George Washington's birthday. We don't celebrate this at the Lincoln's birthday, but we celebrate Lenin's birthday as an official American holiday. And our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, we hope you'll go to our website. And there, of course, you can listen to our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs of 74 hours a day live, 24 hours a day archived. You can read our newsletters, and they're available. We have a new site called The News on the Net. You'll see it there just below the big blue banners at the top. And if you click on that, why, of course, you'll come up with all sorts of items that I've taken off the internet, which I think are certainly well worthwhile reading. We're getting about 50,000 hits a month on that site. We hope to build that up. And you can either refer people there or take the articles and put them on your own website or just copy them. All you have to do is just click on them and send them to others. People, we want you to get this information out, because we are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological cultural battlefield, but a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, please pray for America. Pray for revival, pray for our leaders and our ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you through the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ted Shubat, and we're going to be talking about what's going on over there in the Near East and the Middle East. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, suddenly it's a great tragedy what happened with a Korean ferry that went down, and probably 300 or 400 lives are lost. But they lose certainly the 300 or 400 lives every couple of days over there in Syria. We don't talk about that. Over 150,000, well over 150,000 defenseless Syrian citizens have been killed. They're not combatants at all. Basically, the Christians over there are being raped. The women are being raped. Suddenly, the children are being killed. The towns are being burned down. And we don't talk about that. Oh, no, my goodness. We want to talk about what's going on over in Korea. We want to talk about the latest football game. We want to talk about all sorts of other things. And yet, of course, I believe, of course, what's going on in the Near East and Middle East today is going to have a profound impact on what's going on in America. And I believe we're in for some very difficult times, because there's no instance in history where a nation has turned against God, where God has not eventually turned against that nation. So, well, this is Ted Shubat. We've had his dad, Wally, on, and we've had Ted on before. We're looking forward to his thoughts on what is really going on in the Near East, Middle East. Ted, you pick up the story.
Well, to start off the conversation and the initial subject, and that is what is happening in the Middle East, I think a good topic to discuss is what is taking place in Nigeria. And the reason why I bring up Nigeria is because in Nigeria right now, there is what is happening is the, as far as what is recorded, is the greatest persecution against Christians unlike any other place in the world. Right now, there are more Christians being killed in Nigeria than any other place. Because in Nigeria, here you have a nation that is that has a majority Christian population and has a very small Muslim population. Muslims only make 11% of the country. And yet, the Muslims are killing more Christians in this nation than anywhere else. So you have two Muslim groups in Nigeria. You have Boko Haram and you have the Fulani Muslims, which is another Muslim tribe, and they are killing thousands. And according to one Nigerian politician, they have already killed over 25,000 Christians in Nigeria. And they go, what these people do is they go into random villages, Christian villages, and they just butcher people at random. They'll go into one village, they'll kill 200 people. Recently, they went into a Christian elementary school, kidnapped over 100 schoolgirls. Few of them have escaped, but the majority of them are still missing. They are taking little boys and selling them into sex slavery. Little boys for pedophilia. Little girls also for sex slavery. Not only that, but they do horrific rituals. When you look into what's happening in Nigeria, you see the diabolical. The world is diabolical in its purest form, truly. But I hear the music, so...
No, you go right ahead. I'll tell you when to stop. My job is to make the program run. Your job is to keep us educated. But I think it's really such an important issue. And we only hear occasionally about what's going on in Nigeria, and I share your concern. Go right ahead.
Well, they do horrific rituals, and one of the rituals they do is they believe that the blood of a Christian has actually special power. And this is what the imams are teaching people in Nigeria, that if you drink the blood of a Christian, you will actually receive salvation. They really believe this, and they take it. There was actually a guy who left the Boko Haram cult, and he gave his testimony, and this is what he
said.
Hold
that thought. Hold that thought. We'll get to it in a moment.
Gold and silver is demand. Global demand, that's the key. Supplied by more than
Let us all be grateful for a land full of faith as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Okay, Ted, go right ahead.
Well, what I wanted to say is that there was actually somebody who left the Boko Haram Muslim group in Nigeria, and he gave his testimony and said the type of rituals that they do. One of these rituals is that, well, according to what he said, the imam will come and he will read certain verses from the Quran, and then he says once these verses are recited over and over again for a certain amount of time, then he says we see these beings, and these beings appear, and they look like almost like shadowy figures. And he says, and when you look at them, he says you are terrified when you see them. You're filled with terror. But at the same time, he says you are filled with valor and courage and indomitable spirit. And then he says we go out, and that's one of the rituals. And the other ritual they do is when we find a Christian, we kill him, we drain the blood, and we drink it with the belief that the blood of a Christian has the power to forgive sin.
It's sociable
and
garlic.
Another thing they do is that when, now, I don't know how many times this happened, but I heard this from someone who was a missionary in Nigeria. This is what he said from the people that he visited. There, that when the Muslims come and kill Christians, they will kill a man in front of his wife. Then they will force the wife
now
to drink.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field
and
missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods, known as long-range patrol rations or LURPS. Soldiers love
their
rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry.
It truly
easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great.
This
civilians
could be a part of,
is a solution
the ritual
for emergency preparedness
the
and recreational activities with
Nigeria,
limited storage
some
space,
of it
such as hiking, climbing, sailing,
regardless
RV
of the
travel.
Fact that Christianity and Islam
is your exclusive source for
Nigeria.
This 2013
now,
U.S. military overrun.
But it is not
nutrition,
true to say that this is only an isolated incident,
long
and that it only happened
decades.
Because of
but
the native spirituality
this
of Nigeria.
Supply will
in,
not last
Turkey,
you have to act now.
And also amongst the Kurdish people, and also amongst
food.
The Syrian Muslims.
I'm going to add you up to them. Hang on there for just a moment. We'll be right back.
Numerous people in this region of the Middle East that if you kill a Christian, you drain his blood, and you wash your hands with the blood. And by washing your hands with the blood, you receive forgiveness of sin. I heard this from our contact in Syria. She is a nun, Orthodox, Eastern Orthodox nun, by the name of Sister Hatun Dojan. And she lived amongst the Kurds. She was born and raised in Turkey. And she was raised in a Kurdish area of Turkey. And she and her family had to flee the Kurdish area because the Kurds were trying to annihilate their whole family and the other Christians in the that were inhabiting that area. And she told me that she said the Kurds believe when I was there that when you kill the Christian, the reason why they wanted to kill Christians was because if you can drain the blood of a Christian and bathe your hands in the blood, then you will receive perpetual forgiveness of sins and your salvation is guaranteed. When you die, you go to paradise, you go to heaven. And this belief is not dead, nor is it minute. It's not a substantial amount of people believe this and still observe it. Why are so many Syrian Muslims? Why are so many jihadists in Syria so focused and bent on killing Christians? Our contact, Sister Hatun Dojan, she had a meeting with a man who was one of the head rebels in Syria, currently in the current civil war taking place in Syria, and he left the jihad. He completely renounced Islam and became Christian. And she interviewed him, and he was talking about how there is a very fiery and zealous and just pure dark aspiration amongst the jihadists to butcher Christians. It's not just they just want to kill people for fun. No, they have a specific aim at killing Christians. And he was talking about how there was this great thirst within himself and within the other jihadists that killed Christians. And so in the middle of the interview, Sister Hatun asks him, what do you do with all these bodies? What do you do with when you kill so many Christians? What do you do with the body? And he says, we drain the blood. And she says, why would you want to do that? He says, because we drain the blood and we put the blood in tiny little vials. Because in Saudi Arabia, there are many people in Saudi Arabia, not just politicians, but just regular people living in Saudi Arabia, who believe that once you wash your hands in the blood of a Christian, you receive forgiveness of sins. So he says there is a huge business going on right now in Saudi Arabia that for selling Christian blood, and that is why they are so focused. They are so desirable of killing Christians because they can receive $100,000 a vial. That's how much these Saudis are willing to pay for this blood. They really believe in this demonic superstition. They really believe that there is power in the blood of a Christian, which is very, I think, very odd and eerily deserving of attention. I mean, the fact that they believe there's power in Christian blood tells us something about how the demons see us. And so that is why, she said, this is really one of the reasons, or one of the main reasons why the Muslims in Syria are killing so many Christians, because there is this major market, underground market, that the mainstream media is not talking about. Neither is the small time or underground media talking about this. The only reason we know this is because we know somebody on the ground who tells us these things. And she told us so many horrific stories of what happens in Syria and Iraq. I'll give you one story. Sister Hatun Ojan, she is really a saint. She's a modern day Mother Teresa, and she has comforted and is comforting thousands upon thousands of Christian families whose fathers, whose husbands, whose daughters, whose sons have been killed by Muslims in Syria, Iraq, Turkey, Jordan, and girls who are raped, girls who are sexually molested. And so she met this one woman in Iraq and who she was tending to. And she was talking to this woman, asking her, what type of persecution have you gone through? And this woman in Iraq said, I lost my son. Well, how did that happen? She said, because the Muslims came to my house, they stole my child, and they say, you have about this amount of time, this number of weeks, to give us, I think it was about $80,000. If you don't give us this money, we're going to kill your son. She could not obtain the money. They're very poor, very impoverished people. And she could not obtain the money. And when the deadline came for the money to come, she says, I opened the door, and there was a large metal pot in front of the door. I opened the pot, she said, and there I saw rice, vegetables, still hot, still cooked. And in the middle of the rice and the vegetables was the head of my son, the head of the toddler. And the head was completely fried. It was cooked. They actually took the time to cook the head, make the rice, make the vegetables. She says it was something that comes straight from the pit of hell.
Well, I think there are these terrible things going on today, and we're just not talking about that, but go ahead.
Yes, people don't want to hear this. But when we interviewed Sister Hatun Dojan, we got the story. I filmed her recounting the story. I posted it on the internet, and people were saying, we can't believe it. This is too horrifying to be true, but people don't realize that once the U.S. government, once the Western countries helped get rid of the dictators in the Middle East, be it Saddam, be it they're trying to get rid of Assad, they got rid of Gaddafi, they got rid of Mubarak. When they were tampering with the East, what that did was it opened the gates of hell. And now an army of demons have just come out. And they are everywhere, all over the place. And they're talent. Go ahead.
I think it's so important people realize that whether you like Gaddafi or not, why he certainly was allowing the Christians to live there in his country. And the same thing was certainly true with Musharraf in Egypt. The same thing was true with Assad in Syria. The same thing was true of even the wicked Saddam Hussein in Iraq. In fact, yes. Saddam Hussein actually trusted the Christians, and he gave many of them jobs in his administration because he knew he could trust them. They wouldn't stab him in the back. And we destroyed all of these people and unleashed this horror. Go right ahead.
Yes, and this happened in Iraq, actually, this story. And so Saddam Hussein, he was brutal, But he was doing his policy was the only choice he had. Because think about this. Here is Saddam Hussein, who was a Sunni Muslim, ruling over a population that is majority Shiite. So here you have a nation that's about 84% Shiite with a Sunni minority. And here you have Saddam Hussein, who's part of that minority, ruling over the majority, was the Shiite majority. And then you have the Kurdish population who also hates you violently, viciously hates you. So you have absolutely no choice but to be brutal in Saddam's shoes. Put yourself in his shoes. You have to be brutal. You have to be dictatorial. You have to be ruthless, or else you're going to have a stick impale your body. And that's pretty much what happened to Gaddafi. As soon as the Muslims in Libya took over, it took Gaddafi and they shoved a stick up his anus. That they impaled him, essentially. They raped him with a stick. And when you look at what's happening in Libya right now, because they threw out Gaddafi, the Christian population in Libya, many people are being killed. There was a Christian professor in Libya who was driving to work, and he was a chemistry professor. He was driving to work in his car. And there was bullet holes go through his car, and they found his corpse laying there right there in the car. And they also found the bodies of seven Christians in Libya, their hands tied behind their backs, all shot execution style, all done by Muslims in Libya as a result of removing Gaddafi. And you're going to see this rise of Islamic fundamentalism. What you're seeing right now with all this violence, blood drinking, bathing your hands in blood, selling Christian blood, not only that, but there's stories of cannibalism, mass slaughterings of Christians that's going on. What you're seeing right now is not something that is new. This is simply a revival and a restoration of Islamic fundamentalism, pure Islam from the time of Muhammad. That's what you're seeing.
Well, it's a sad commentary, but ladies and gentlemen, because of the degree of control of the media today, you're not going to hear a lot of these things. And as a result, the Christians in America can go blithely on their way, enjoying the good life. We live in the most wonderful country with certainly great prosperity. Certainly the people who are living in poverty here are certainly would be considered rich in most other countries throughout the world. But simply remember, they're lying to us about our debts. The real expenses every year is about $6 trillion, not $3 trillion, $3.5 trillion, as we're being told. And this whole thing's coming to a stop very, very soon. And I fear for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging, Longevinex. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Ted is talking about a Christian who lives in Pakistan. He's quite infirmed. He actually is paralyzed from the waist down, has to get around in a wheelchair. But both he and his wife have been accused, certainly, of blaspheming the prophet. Somebody had stolen their cell phone and put all sorts of anti-Islamic messages on it, all in English. Of course, the gentleman doesn't speak English. His wife doesn't speak English. It's obvious that it's all fraudulent. But the judges said, look, I have to condemn these people to death because if I don't, the mobs will kill me. And basically, yeah. Of course, this is the situation where it is today. Now, Ted and his ministry and his dad's ministry have taken the children and the father, one of the father of the gentlemen, certainly, and moved them to another country because, of course, in Islamic country, if anybody certainly blasphemies the prophet, why not only they, but then their family can be killed as well. But right now, of course, they're doing everything they can to prevent them carrying out this decree and executing them. They put off the execution for some time. So where do we stand today in this story, Ted?
Well, just to finish what I was going to say, they psychologically tortured the husband. They said, if you do not admit that you were the ones writing those texts, we will strip your wife naked and we will walk her down in the street in public. This is the way that police officers torture people psychologically in Pakistan. And Shafkat, the husband, later had to admit, he admitted that he made the text. But it was, of course, this admission by him was done under coercion. So there's still no valuable, no tangible, serious, concrete evidence to put against this man. So the judge stated that he has to put this man to death. And when they made this sentence of the death penalty, there was a whole mob of Muslims who entered the courtroom, and they began to scream verses from the Quran, reciting them over and over again. And so the judge, under pressure, said, I sentence these two to death, capital punishment, by hanging. That's how they will be killed. Now, this man is in a wheelchair, let's not forget. So we had to rescue the children and the grandfather, and we put them in a different country, and we have been able to delay for quite a significant amount of time the death penalty. We've been able to delay it. We appealed for it, and we were lucky enough to delay the death penalty, the execution of these two people. What we're doing now is we are working very hard to push the judge by using media. And by using media, we can get other countries, the United States perhaps, perhaps other European countries, to push Pakistan not to kill this man. Because Pakistan is still a third world country, and they will usually break under the pressure of first world nations. So what we're trying to do is get media attention on this, push the government, push the judges, and coerce them, push them to acquiesce to our demands and not spill more Christian blood. There's enough Christians being killed. We cannot allow another Christian to be killed. So I ask the audience, if you want to help, this is your chance. This is your chance to actually get involved in the rescuing of these Christians, because we are on the ground. We are not just some ministry that talks about persecution. We actually save persecuted people. We have managed to rescue over 2,000 people in Pakistan so far from mobs, from blasphemy law. And we can rescue these people if we put our minds and our efforts onto it. And we are putting our minds and our efforts, but we can't do any rescuing without money. That is the obligation that we're under. We need money in order to rescue these people. So I ask you, please, to go to rescuechristians.org. That is rescuechristians.org. And you can give as much money as you want. You can give a monthly donation, or you can give $15, $20, $50, doesn't matter. All the money, all of it, goes directly to saving Christians. And we are right now focusing most of our time on rescuing Shafkat and Shagufta, the husband and wife. They have children. Please, we do not want another husband and wife killed. We do not want more Christian orphans to be fatherless and motherless.
And, of course, there are these problems all across the world, which we're not hearing about. I mean, well, could you imagine something like this being shown on 60 Minutes or 2020 or something of that sort? And, of course, you're not going to see that. They're going to be talking about all sorts of other things, but they're going to ignore the persecution of Christians, the murder of Christians, the torture of Christians taking place throughout the world. Could these things really be going on? I have no question they are, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, our guest is Ted Shobat, and you can go to their website, Rescue Christians. Is that rescuechristians.com or .org?
.org, rescuechristians.org.
Okay, we'll be back in a minute. Give us a telephone call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Suddenly, this whole story is really so incredible that these terrible things are happening. And suddenly, telling the story off air, suddenly about a girl kidnapped in Jordan and held for ransom and raped by seven different men on a deal over a period of many, many days until the ransom money could be raised, and then they slashed her face. And basically, this why is this done? It's done because they're Christians. And basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And would you like to talk a little bit about what's going on in Syria? Because I think this is a very, very important subject.
Well, yes, we're doing a good amount of work in Syria, helping many girls who were kidnapped or raped. By Muslims. There is, in Syria right now, there is mass genocide taking place. And as you said, over 100,000 people have been killed. But also, there, I don't know if you've heard about this, but we also found slaughterhouses in Syria. And what I mean slaughterhouses, you may receive that as figurative. But no, I'm not saying this figuratively. I am saying this as a fact. There actual literal slaughterhouses, whole buildings where human beings are brought and they are processed like cows. If you ever look at a slaughterhouse, you'll see cows hanging on their feet and the blood is draining. Well, just imagine that and then replace the cow with a human being. And that is what's taking place. They're called the Umm Muhammad slaughterhouses. We found two slaughterhouses, one in the region of Homs, and the other slaughterhouse was in Abu Dhaiba area in Syria. And there was a man who survived the slaughterhouse. His name was Abdulubi, and he did a TV interview in Syria. And we translated the interview from Arabic to English. He said that there were Christians in the slaughterhouse. He's Muslim, by the way. And the reason why they kidnapped him is because he was a journalist. He's working for the media. And they had two Christian Armenians in the slaughterhouse, and they had a very tall Egyptian man with a very, very long and sharp blade. And this Egyptian man got one of the Armenians, and he kind of felt around the Armenian man's neck, and he said, "You are an elderly man. I don't have to sharpen my blade." And then he decapitated him. And then he took the other Armenian Christian and decapitated him. So this, and so we have to first comprehend, why are they doing this? Is this just because they enjoy killing? Well, of course they enjoy killing, but at the same time there is a religious significance behind these killings. There is a ritualistic purpose behind these killings, and that is they believe that this is a form of human sacrifice. They believe that by taking these human beings, not just killing them, but processing them, taking the intestines out, cutting certain parts. And I have two beliefs in regards to this. One, I believe that this is a human sacrifice, because when you study how the Muslims see killing, we actually found another video that was filmed in Iraq of the ISIS, which is an Islamic organization. And the same organization is the one that founded the slaughterhouses in Syria. And they are killing about over a dozen of Iraqi soldiers. American-trained Iraqi soldiers. And before they execute these Iraqis, they say, oh Allah, accept these sacrifices that we offer to you. Accept this as a sacrifice. And then they open fire and they kill all of them. And so we know that the ISIS, which is an organization, it's an Islamic organization that is settled in Iraq and in Syria. They believe that by killing their enemies, that it is a blood atonement to Allah. Now, the second reason why I believe they're doing this is because I am of the suspicion that they are eating these people. There's cannibalism. Because last year, we discovered, on Shubat.com, we discovered that there was a disease called Kuru that was taking, that all of a sudden erupted in Syria. Now, Kuru is a disease that is mortal. I mean, when you get it, you die. There's no cure. It's like AIDS, but it kills you very quickly. And it was the belief among scientists that were studying Kuru that Kuru was extinct, because Kuru was only found prior, before it being found in Syria, it was only found in Papua New Guinea. And the reason why they found it in Papua New Guinea is because the tribe they were eating human beings. Once Australian missionaries came and got a lot of these pagans to become Christians, and once they outlawed cannibalism, Kuru died off. And so they thought, no more Kuru. It's an extinct disease. They can't find it in any other country. All of a sudden, last year, they find it in Syria. And they said the only way that this could happen was that somebody is eating human beings in Syria. They found 9 cases of it. When we were conducting our research, they found 9 cases of Kuru. Now, we don't know. Of course, the number has probably increased. But they found it in Syrian rebels. They didn't find it in Syrian soldiers. They found it amongst Syrian rebels, according to the Syrian media that we were translating. And they got one of these rebels, and they transported him to a hospital in Turkey. The Turkish hospital didn't want him. They said, we don't want that because we don't want Kuru in our hospital. So they transported him from Turkey to Germany, and the Germans accepted him, and they put him in a room, and he quickly died. And it's a horrific death. I mean, you die. It's a very painful death. And they said, well, they found it amongst rebels. We know they found it amongst rebels. There's 9 people who had it, and this disease was believed to be extinct, but all of a sudden it popped up surprisingly in Syria. And then all of a sudden we have slaughterhouses, and we look at the footage. We found 2 videos of these 2 different slaughterhouses. You look at the bodies. They're processed like animals, cut into pieces. And then the fact that you have another video of a rebel eating a human heart, and then we have another rebel, a video interview of a rebel who is, you look at his face. I mean, he's completely demon possessed. He is demon possessed. And he is saying that if he could, he would eat hearts. He's expressing his desire to eat a human heart. When you put all these facts together, you're saying it's not beyond them that they're going to cannibalize their victims in these slaughterhouses, because they're already cannibalizing people. And so this is what's happening in Syria, and we're not hearing this. The only reason why people know about these slaughterhouses is because we discovered them. We found out about the cannibalism. We found out about the Kuru virus, and through the Middle Eastern media.
And of course, most of us are in a position to read the Middle Eastern media. That's why we have to depend on you and your yes. dad, and certainly your ministry to get this information for us.
Yes, yes. And, you know, all mainstream media has access to Middle Eastern media. All mainstream media in America have translators that can understand Arabic. They can find these things, but they just don't want to. And even when we brought the information of these slaughterhouses to major media networks, very few picked it up. And there was even we even had a producer, the producer of the show, for Michael Medved. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's a mainstream conservative radio host. And we brought the information about the jihad taking place in the Middle East. They said, they said to us, the exact words of the producer was, we're booked. So it shows the absolute indifference. One of the few mainstream hosts who did want to talk about it was Mark Levine. And he brought my father over and we conducted an interview. And many people heard about it, and many people came to our site. In fact, last month, which is when we reported on this, that was the month that we had the most views in the history of our website. We had over 1 million people come to our website just to read this. And but still, you know, there's 300 million people living in America. We only had a million. So there's over 300 million people living in America. It shows you still how indifferent and lethargic most of the American people are. They just, like you said in the beginning of the show, they care about the football game. Or they want, oh, what's happening in Korea? What's happening in China? And everybody is terrified of China. And here's the reality, is that, it's like, listen, Walmart can put China out of business. The UN, the United States, if American companies stop buying Chinese products, China goes out of business. When the average American is having difficulties with his 401k, the average Chinese person is dealing with malnutrition. So the difference between America and China is like this. Think of it in this analogy. If America is suffering from a flu, China is suffering from ammonia. China is suffering from a very serious disease. That is the difference, to put it in a simple analogy. So China, I'm not worried about China as a threat to the world. I'm worried about two governments, two states. And that is, one, the coming Islamic Confederacy that will form. And that is, it will be all of the Muslim nations coming together, aligning themselves, and forming one nation. And they will be headed by Turkey. One, that is the first threat. And the second major threat I'm worried about is Japan. Most people are not focusing on Japan, because we still think that Japan is our ally. When we look at the fact that Japan is heavily working with Turkey, Japan was supposed to never go nuclear. And the first time in its history, after post-World War II, that is, all of a sudden Japan is in its most powerful position, is in its most powerful military state. Japan right now has now agreed. Japanese politicians, Shinzo Abe, who's the prime minister of Japan, and his political party, and the other political parties that are ruling in Japan, they have all agreed that Japan will now start producing nuclear weapons. Well, according to the constitution that America imposed on Japan after World War II, Japan isn't supposed to even have a major military. It's not even supposed to have nuclear. It's not supposed to even defend itself. I mean, this is how strict the pacifism of Japan is supposed to be. If Japan is attacked, Japan has to ask America for permission to attack back. That is how strict the pacifism is that America imposed on this country after World War II. Japan is now throwing the shackles of American pacifism off, and America is allowing it. So they say Japan and Turkey have made an agreement that Japan will build Turkey's first nuclear reactor. Japan will go to Turkey and build this nuclear reactor. And not only that, but the Shinzo Abe and hundreds of politicians, and Japanese politicians, are saying that America was wrong for attacking us in World War II. We never committed any atrocities against Chinese and other Asian people. We never committed mass rapes, because it's been recorded that Japan raped over 200,000 women during World War II. It's been recorded that Japan has killed over 30 million people in the countries that it occupied. They're denying all of it, and we never did any of this stuff. And Turkey is doing the same thing. Turkey is saying, we never did the Armenian genocide. So we have two countries that are denying its past atrocities. They are working together. And not only that, but America is enabling it, because America sees in Turkey and Japan two important allies. America sees Turkey as a country that will balance the Middle East, a country that will keep Iran in check, a country that will bring order into the Middle East. And America sees Japan also in the same light in regards to the Far East, because America is terrified of China and America is terrified of North Korea. And so they believe that China can be the balancer that will keep those two countries in check. And Japan is all for. They're saying, yes, we will protect America from Korea. We will protect America from China. And then you have the islands, Senkaku Island. And so China and Japan right now are struggling over those two islands. And they are people in China who are saying, we are going to go to war with Japan over these islands. And they are people in Japan who are saying, we're going to go to war over these islands. And America knows this, because America had over about 142 or so Japanese special forces come into California and come into a military base, and they train these Japanese soldiers on and how to retake islands. Why would they be trained Japanese soldiers on how to retake islands? Because America believes, America knows that one day in the near future, Japan and China are going to be in a war. And America will help Japan. That'll empower Japan. And Japan will use this to their advantage, and they will capitalize on this in order to revive their old imperial government and revive emperor worship. It collective emperor. They're still worshiping their emperor, but mass open collective emperor worship, and to revive the old Buddhist system of Bushido as a collective ideological system that all the society will have to follow. In fact, there is a book that the Japanese politicians, many Japanese politicians follow. It's called On the Teaching of the True Doctrine, the Buddhist book. And it says that those who blaspheme against Buddhism are to be put to death. It says this. And they are politicians who are saying, it is our goal to advance the teachings of this book. We're not focusing on Japan. We have to look at it. What's happening in Japan right now, and the way America is dealing with Japan, is eerily similar to how America right now is dealing with Turkey. Because America trusts them that they will keep peace to the world. What they don't know is that Turkey and Japan are the devils America doesn't know. They're the devils that America doesn't want to know. Because we want to focus on the devils we know, and that is Korea and China. But, you know, before this interview ends, I just want to say to the audience again, please don't forget the Christians that are being killed. Go to rescuechristians.org. That is rescuechristians.org. Give whatever money you can and help us save these Christian lives.
Well, now you mentioned, of course, that you think that they're going to unite the Muslim world under the Turkey, sort of to rekindle the Ottoman Empire. But do you think then that they'll be able to, the Sunni and the Shia Muslims will work together? Or do you think that the Sunni will come to dominate the Shia and then they can unite them, all the Muslim world? What are your thoughts on that? Because basically some people are suggesting there may be a conflict between the Shias and the Sunnis. Do you see this, or do you think that this is more or less just all suddenly contrived?
It's a very good question. There has always been a conflict. Ever since Muhammad died, the Shiites and the Sunnis have been killing each other. And there's more Muslims who have been killed under other Muslims than anyone. Muslims have been killed by other Muslims more than anyone. Now, will they unite in the end? Yes, they have to, regardless of their theological differences. Because when we look into history, we're always, especially in the Middle Ages and even before that, we're seeing constantly Muslims and Shiites butchering each other in the most brutal ways. In the Middle Ages, there were two major kingdoms. There was the Fatimid, and there was also the Seljukian Empire. And the Seljukian Empire was the Sunni Turkish Empire in the Middle Ages. But then you also had the Iranian kingdom, called that was located in Isfahan in Iran. Well, eventually what happened is that the Turks in the Middle Ages subdued the Persians. And then what happened a little bit after that, about 20 or so years after that, you had the Crusades. So the Muslims saw themselves in a major war against Christendom. So when the Crusades were fighting the Muslims, they were not just fighting Arabs. They were fighting Turks and Persians. They were fighting Egyptians, they were fighting Syrians, they were fighting people from every single Middle Eastern country.
Hold that thought, and we'll be back here. Hold that thought, we'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold, self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Yeah, don't forget Rescue Chris.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Ted Shubat. And remember their website, Rescue Christians. And I think they feel very deeply about helping the Christians over there. There's certainly no organizations really that are over there except Wally and his son Ted and helping Christians. And they've certainly helped over 200 Christians there in Pakistan. And I think that we need to support them, and they need our help, and there's no other place they're going to get it. Well, this is the time when I need to remind my ministry that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain our network of stations out across America, where 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, we broadcast and we reach people all across America who know something's wrong, but they're not getting the truth from the regular media. Well, they can get it from us. And basically, if you don't think the media is controlled, you need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor, Professor Ben Bagdikian. Professor Ben Bagdikian goes into the background of how the media is controlled, because he doesn't understand the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, or the Luciferian forces that energize that movement, but at least he gives you a superficial analysis of it. If you want to get into more detail, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Then, of course, you want to see how this all ties back to Cecil Rhodes, Professor Quigley's books, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. That's Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and The Anglo-American Establishment. Incidentally, the book was actively suppressed from 1949 to 1981. And I talked to the fellow who eventually had it published. He was afraid to come on the program. He realized the implications if you talk about these secret organizations that rule the world today. But the book, we carry both of them. They're published by pirates. But Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time and the Anglo-American Establishment will take you into Cecil Rhodes and the secret society. But what, of course, nobody wants to talk about is that they are founded in the occult. Almost all of the original members of these organizations were deeply involved in paganism and the occult. And the modern-day as in the rebirth of this pagan movement, which is sweeping across the world today. Because, you see, there is an eternal battle between Jesus Christ, between our God, and between Satanism. There are satanic organizations all across America, and they're working at the highest level in Washington, D.C. today. And so you go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can order my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get our 4 CD set on certainly the Aquarian Conspiracy, our 4 CD set on the supernatural, and there's so much more there. My telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and if you go there, why, of course, you can watch our DVDs. And if I could suggest just one DVD, watch The Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, you can listen to our radio programs. They're live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. You can read our newsletters, and, of course, William Grieg is writing them now. But you can read what I was writing back in the 1990s. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will go to our website, and there's a site there. It's called News Around the Net. You'll see it at the top of the page. And we simply post sites there. We post articles that I think are important for you to read, and you can pull them down. You can send them to others. You have to become part of this army that is educating people across America. None of us can do it alone, but you need to join this battle, because if you don't, you're going to lose your freedom and your family and your funds. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, and we're losing that battle. Do everything you can to join with us and help us. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.